This is CliffCentral.com.
It is that time of the week again. Welcome to my show. My name is Rosie Muthena, a.k.a. the Afro-Yiddish Princess. And welcome to my show titled Pan-African Connect, where I connect with Africans from all across the continent, some in the diaspora, some living in South Africa. We talk about music, we talk about tradition, we talk about cultures, we talk about all that is beautiful and fabulous that's on the African continent. And today, we're going to go back to the DRC. We touched on him a couple of weeks ago in my sector where we looked at what was happening in the Congo. But I just had to bring back Mapobo Chilombo, but just on his own, so we can talk a little bit more about his music, about what makes him tick, and also about where he's taking his music. But of course, like all traditions, we have to start with this.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish.
While pouring dime, soon as I hit the shoe, I go so hard. I'm Rosh Hashanah, I'll blow the shofar. Get my hair did, reading the Torah. I thugged out, I set my enemies with the menorah.
Yeah, you know what it is. My nose and ass, they're both big. Yeah, screaming fuck a hater. Sipping Hennessy in my Passover Seder.
Repping for my parents, when you see me, you know everything.
Black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish. I put it down, got a star, David in my grill.
Black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish, black and Jewish.
Yeah, you know what it is. My nose and ass, they're both big. I use hot sauce on my lox and bagels. We on the corner, shooting radio.
Repping for my parents, when you see me, you know everything.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the show. Of course, my name is Rosie Muthena, a.k.a. the Afro-Yiddish Princess. If you would like to send me a message, please do. I'm on Twitter at PrincessRTM and, of course, also at CliffCentral.com. As I mentioned before the break, we were going to be talking to a phenomenal, phenomenal musician. In fact, musician is just a mundane word to really call Mapumba, because he's a musical genius. He sings and speaks in English, French, Swahili, and Chiluba. He's a phenomenal dancer. He plays the guitar. He's an all-rounded artiste, if you want to call it that. But before we get into the interview, listen to this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Sans souhait que un jour la nuit tombe. Sans souhait que ça fait tout le monde dormir. Sans souhait et quand on se réveille le jour suivant, on a purifié tous les cœurs près de Tioué. L'autre souhait est d'avoir moins et moins besoin de mener la vie seule en cherchant manger. Car la vie sur notre continent est trop dure. Personne n'a moyen pour bien s'évoluer. C'est connu que le sida ne choisit pas. Oui, il faut savoir son statut tous les temps. Oui, c'est là la responsabilité. L'autre souhait est qu'on n'aille jamais plus besoin de tuer ou mal faire notre voisin. Sans souhait de voir tous les gens en refuge, libre de représenter.
So now that I've got your taste buds wagging and you'd listen to that song, it's time to introduce this beautiful genius, Mapomba Chilombo.
Hey,
how you gorgeous?
I'm fabulous, Rose. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me here.
It's only a pleasure. So, Mapomba, you've been in South Africa for many, many years, and you were born in the DRC, and you've traveled the continent.
Yes.
After being in Johannesburg for a while, you moved to Cape Town.
Yes.
For a black musician, let's be honest, there's a big shift in terms of the acceptance of African artists within Cape Town compared to Johannesburg.
Yeah.
How have you managed to keep at the talent and to keep on going and to keep on entertaining people?
Well, you know, my strategy to that was to just expand a bit more beyond just being a performer and a session artist. And I went into more creating. So I continued with the studio that I'd started in Joburg, and just that carried me on in the times when Cape Town wasn't overloving.
Yeah. But now you're back in Joburg.
I am back
in
Joburg.
With a new sound.
Yes, ma'am. I am, definitely.
Okay, so how would you best describe your music?
Well, my music, you know, for so long, all I've tried to do is just make a Pan-African sound. Mm. And, you know, right now I feel like I finally got that mix right,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody has had their sound wherever I've traveled, between Zambia, Congo, Namibia, North Africa, West Africa.
Mm.
Everybody had their sound. But there was never really a cognitive sound that you'd have, like the West would have, the pop music or something like that. You know, Afropop has been catching on, but, you know, I wanted to make something that is more also touching on the cultural side of what African music is about,
mm.
but at the same time still carry, you know, a freshness to it, a newness to it, and a universal touch to it.
Mm.
And yeah, I think I'm finally there. Nice. It's up for the people to judge, you know. People will always judge, but you know.
But let's do your first album, the inspiration behind that.
First album was pretty much me being a child and just like really like savoring the gifts of my music and the gifts of being able to create, you know. You know, you study and then you are taught and then you are, you understand culture, you understand where you're coming from, you understand about education and what society is about. But there's a place for everybody, and mine was about creating. And all I wanted to do is just create, and create from the heart, you know?
Yeah.
And creating from the heart is even more, is more challenging than creating for the business. So going through that phase was...
Let's talk about that, because, you know, people just think, well, you're just going to sit down, write a few notes, and then boom, you've got an amazing song.
Uh-huh.
You've got it, and especially because your music is so rooted. And I mean, even when you're speaking in a language that I don't even understand, you know, we all take a meaning away from what the music is transpiring and what the music is sending out.
Yeah.
How do you get into that zone?
Sure. My job is done over there. You explained it so nicely. how do you get in that zone is, you know, just really trying to bring the heart into every part of the creativity that you get into. So writing a song or composing a melody or coming up with beats, even in the studio, all of that was part of just, you know, solidifying the idea of what is it that I really want to create.
Mm.
And unfortunately right now, that's my feeling, is that everybody's got programs, everybody's got samples, everybody's got templates and formats to work with. And it just seems so much easier to just come up with something. But actually the real deal is much deeper than that. And that depth requires time, requires you to get into your art form and just work with it first until you become the master of your art.
Yeah.
After that, then you can create 5 seconds because you're just, you know,
but
tapping in the pool.
But is it also not challenging because, you know, even as an actor and even as a performer or as an artist, when you're going to go and you've got to find that inner core and that inner meaning, you also got to push over those challenges. You've got to push through certain boundaries and certain things that you might not want to deal with that are either that happened in your past or that are happening in your present world.
See, that is very true. But you see, now for me, my luck has been where I initially really just committed myself completely to the arts, you know. So I missed out the time when you could get record labels give you hefty advances and get yourself all out there and become the superstar. And I had a chance to do that. Thank God, but I never took it up because I knew I really wanted to be an artist before I finished my life. So when you get to that space, you get to the space that I could proudly say I am at right now.
Mm.
Put me anywhere, man. I'll make that beat in a second.
I love it. And then, so in terms of, I mean, just other things, you're not just Mapumba walking around with his guitar. Mm. You know, you the stuff that you create in your own studio. I mean, you're also a music producer. What type of work have you worked on that doesn't fall under the Mapumba label?
Yes. So as an artist, I pretty much the passion is with the artist, right?
Mm.
For so long, I wanted to create an artist that portrayed a certain sound, and we're getting there. But when it came to studio, all the other skills came in. So production, I studied production, I studied sound engineering, and on that level, I worked with a lot of different styles. You know, from if you're talking about styles, we're talking about hip hop, we're talking about house, we're talking about dance music, pop dance. And I've even composed for film, and I've conformed for TV adverts and all of that stuff.
About the film, because that's also something that, you know, in South Africa, they basically 2 or 3 renowned film composers.
Yeah.
And we need to change that. You know, I'm all about the Pan-African, so I'm going to say it. Yes, they're all white. First of all, what was the film that you composed for?
The film I can't mention now because I don't have the, you know, I'd probably still am and
okay, but what type of genre was it?
The genre is very like world film. You know, it's all about it's composing for the Cinema Nouveau platform.
Beautiful.
So it's
that is so in line with your sound.
Exactly. So I can do that as a creative to really tap into that. You know, you also don't wanna, you know, go way overboard outside of your domain. And for me, the music that's about heart is what I would make. So even if I change it here and there, if you hear me, like I've done some Kwaito guys, you know, Kwaikop, there's some, if I can mention that. Those are the guys that I've done sound for, which is a South African pop sound.
Yeah.
You still hear a lot of me in there.
Yeah.
And you still feel a lot of traditional elements in there. So that's where I've always kind of played around. So whenever I've composed, it's always been around the area where a certain depth of the music is needed, a certain understanding of the African genre, because that's where I'm at now, where I've really, there's still a lot of work to be done. I don't know the continent. We've got about, how many countries? 53?
So there's now 54.
54 now, right? So we got a lot to work with.
Yeah.
But ultimately, if you give me to say you want to make a sound from this region, I'm in a very good position to give you something very close to what the locals sound like, because for me it's always been about understanding the essence of the local sound,
yeah,
and not just picking up samples and making a beat out of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
but you're very, very lucky in that sense, because you pick up on not only the local essence, but you pick up on people's energies.
Exactly.
Have you always been that intuitive though?
Yes, I think so. I'm more mature about it. Mm. I mean more.
were you erratic before?
Yeah, you know, you have that thing. You like, you think you know it all type of thing, and then you mess up a lot. You know.
It's okay, but you know it all. But you knew you were going to mess up anyway.
Exactly. So now it's in the space where, like, I respect it more. Yeah. I do know that I have a lot more to learn. You know, one human being can't learn it all, really.
Yeah.
So being in that space allows me to even get to understand it more and respect it more.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. You know, if you get the sound, I give an example. I've just put out a production album. It's just something for you to put in the car and listen to, and be inspired by a person from another region making music from all other regions. I've done a Southern Africa inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just done a couple of like Pachanga here and,
oh, wow,
here, and here and there. You get a bit of Zambian Kalindula, you know, you get that element of what Kalindula is about, for example, for Zambia, and for South Africa, you get that element of the, you know, the Zulu music, for example. You know?
Yeah.
So if you listen to that, you kind of hear, okay, cool. Someone was trying to pick up what is really...
You get the essence from all the different regions there.
Exactly. You get the tone of what the people wanted to produce with their music, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, I think that for me, that's what I has always lacked. You know, whenever you hear, like, you listen to a compilation of producers and composers that are trying to make African music, there's that thing just go, you know, actually there was no understanding of what really people are trying
to do. And it's always just that one drum. It's like,
yeah, you know,
it's got like a soiree like of drums.
And a couple of marimbas here.
You know what I'm saying?
And a kalimba there.
And then of course in South Africa, then you just got to see a Zulu man, and then it's like, okay, we got it down.
Yeah, this is supposed to be African, right?
But I mean, it's we're living in such an exciting time because... Mm. I mean, you and I go back to Studio 53 days. And I mean, that's already over like 11 years ago. We were traveling the continent.
Yeah,
you know, and then we realized how sexy the continent was. And now,
exactly,
now the rest of the world is stepping up to it.
Yeah.
Where do you see a world music going to? Do you see like a lot more international collaborations? Or do you see, and what I'm hoping for is that there's going to be a huge rise of proper traditional and cultural African music. You know, we've seen it in Nigeria, but that's been the hip hop because of the influence from America.
Mm.
You know, besides the Yusuf Ndours, Salif Keita's, we need to see more of you. Do you foresee that actually happening?
I do foresee it, but I do see that. I also do see that there needs to be action taken for it. Mm. You know, what happens in the world with everything, really, with all forms of art and everything is. So a certain form of art picks up, and the world picks up on it.
Yeah.
Awesome, you know. Back in 15 years ago, we had what's her name, and she was making like dun, 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 dun. It was Indian then, you know. Everybody was making Indian vibes out of that. So that was world taking on the Indian color. So Africa got this chance right now.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm all for that. But let there be a sound that is still consistent with what Africa is about.
Mm.
So that in itself has to be worked on, I think. Too many producers are coming out still just all they know is to make beats.
Yeah.
And if I go in the studio, for example, myself, half the time I've worked out of studio just because, okay, I can't work on this because it's constantly they're trying to pump the traditional, they're trying to pump the ethnic accent element of the vibe, but they're misrepresenting it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, how do we curb that? You know what I mean?
Because go back to school.
When you meet everyone is like suddenly a music producer, and then you go to the studio, and the studio is actually their car, and they're like, no, I'm just creating beats, and I'm all for entrepreneurship, but you got to know the skill.
And if you know the skill, then let there be more ethnic producers versus, or not necessarily ethnic. And when you say ethnic, I'm not saying go in the, you know, clang, clang, clang all the time. Understand the sound of it.
Yeah.
If you actually do the travel and go back to some of the villages, you're going to find some of these guys that know their instruments.
Mm.
They know their kalimbas, they know their marimbas. You know, those are the people that need to be empowered. They need to be in a place where they can earn their living doing that art.
Yeah.
And maybe make it a bit fresh, make it more international, but still keep that essence of the sound. That's my.
You got to keep that authenticity. That's
authenticity, like, exactly. Yeah.
And that's something that you carry out through your music. That, I mean, I've mentioned Salif Keita, but even Kunle, you know what I mean? There's always, a distinctive sound, and even doesn't matter who you collaborate with, it's like you've got that brand.
You've got the brand of you. But you know, I got to make a point about our beloved, you know, Yusundu and Salif. You know, they've really done the mile. You know, I mean, how many years has Yusundu been around? 40 years, about. You know, he started in the '70s, so he came in at a time where we didn't have so many producers. First of all, we didn't have such a movement of ownership to the music, for example. And so he's done what he could do. But yet again, what you see is that nobody's following that path with a new age, with a new world we're in of internet and technology and facility to download and all of that and production skills. But, you know, learning a guitar in the manner that Africans just played takes years, unfortunately, right?
Mm.
But nobody's going back and bringing guys that have learned it.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to work with samples.
Yeah.
So it's in that respect that I personally think we're lacking a lot on. So if that works well, hopefully by the time when everything is just in the right place for Africa, those producers and those creatives will be at the forefront representing the African context in its good form, you know, in this right form. Otherwise, in 10 years, my kid won't know what it is that you can play a proper traditional instrument, you know.
We won't even know what a traditional instrument is.
They won't even know what it is, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, that's already happening right now, you know. Half the time when I perform, I'll get these kids just like come to me and go, how do you play that? Like, how do you play guitar acoustic like that? I thought you can only play electric like that. I'm like, come, I'll teach you.
No, but listen, the first time I saw it, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't know that this is possible, you know, because I also just thought it was that you could only really create that on an electric guitar.
I
don't have the musical knowledge behind me, but now also your performances are incredibly electric. So whether it's you on stage with your guitar on your own and you captivate your audience, or you have your big piece band, how do you prepare, because you're incredibly fit? So how do you prepare and get into that zone per event?
Per event, I just get into the gratitude mode, you know?
Yeah.
Because every event is, for me, it's a blessing to be able to do this. So at the end of the day, it's just to be able to give the people who is part of God what they came for.
Yeah.
So, every moment of it, I try as hard as I can. I mean, I've had my blunders, you know, when you come off stage, you're like, wow, that wasn't supposed to happen. But ultimately for me, it's just, by the time I'm done with this thing, it will really be nice to see that there's a movement there's a reference of an artist that gives it all and loves it all and just represents the art form that is African music.
Yeah, beautiful. I want to play one of your songs. It's one of my favorites. Here comes my baby. What was the inspiration behind that one?
Inspiration was that is like, you know, at the end of the day, besides, we've just talked a lot about the ethnic music. Mm. That is my inspiration. That is my backbone. But I'm not oblivious to where the world is moving and what people are listening to.
Yeah.
And it's nice every once in a while to just like come out of my shell as well and do things that sounds that people are working with.
Yeah.
But the best part about it is you still get that Africanism out of it, right? So if you listen to Here Comes My Baby, I imagined a husband sitting there looking at his wife that he loves so much, a woman that he loves so much, about to become his wife in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And the things that are going in his head and how much he just appreciates being there right there. His knees are wobbly and he's out of words.
He's all marshmallow and gushy.
You know, exactly. And all he wants to do is just say these things, but probably can't. So what I'm asking all husbands, just put that song on. It's all right.
Here we go. My Pumba, here comes my baby.
Yeah. Standing on the altar, my heart couldn't beat faster. Smiles everywhere. Yes, man, I'm getting married. My single days are over. Everybody stand up, yeah. Look at her on the aisle. She's coming to marry me. Here comes my baby. Here comes my baby. Here comes my baby. And I love her, love her so. Here comes my baby. Here comes my baby. Here comes my baby. Oh, I love her, love her so. Today we make it loud and clear and proud. I'm taken now. Yes, man, I'm getting married. My single days are over. Everybody stand up, yeah. Look at her on the aisle. She's coming to marry me. Here comes my baby.
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 And I love her so.
And I love her so.
Here comes my baby.
Here comes my baby.
Here comes my woman.
Here comes my baby.
Here comes my woman.
Here comes my baby.
And I love her, love her so.
And I love her so.
Here comes my baby.
Here comes my baby.
Here comes my baby.
Here comes my baby.
My lady.
Here comes my baby,
and I love her so,
and I love her so.
So beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful you are. So beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful.
Today we make it loud and clear and proud. I'm taken now. Yes, man, I'm getting married. My single days are over. Everybody stand up, yeah. Look at her on the aisle. She's coming to marry me. Here comes my baby,
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 and I love her, love her so,
and I love her so.
Here comes my baby,
here comes my baby,
here comes my woman,
here comes my baby,
here comes my woman,
here comes my baby,
and I love her, love her so,
and I love her so.
My baby,
here comes my baby,
here comes my baby,
here comes my baby,
here comes my lady,
here comes my baby,
and I love her, love her so,
and I love her so.
So beautiful you are, baby, baby, that's my baby.
I know you enjoyed that song. It was Mapumba, Here Comes My Baby. If you've just joined the show, my name is Rosie Mutena, a.k.a. the Afro-Yiddish Princess. And in studio, we have the gorgeous and incredibly highly talented Mapumba Cholombo. So, collaborations, Mapumba.
Yeah.
You've done Judah Sipuma, who's also just phenomenal, phenomenal woman.
What a star she is.
Yeah.
That, in fact, was me writing two songs for her.
Yeah.
So we didn't collaborate on the production, so you won't hear me anywhere in there, but you'd hear the music. And she gets to sing in Lingala, which
Beautiful.
Is a Congolese language. So Pan-African, it's all coming.
Ah, that is powerful.
The mission is done!
You're taking over the world. But what have you been working on the last couple of years?
The last couple of years is really just developing the sound of what is to be Mapumba now for the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
So this coming year is promising a lot of beautiful sounds that are very palatable, you know, to what mm-hmm. everybody's listening to right now. But here and there, you know, you get a glimpse of what Afrocentric sound is about.
Yeah.
So I'm working on a very modernly acceptable, worldly acceptable sound
mm-hmm.
that is going to be predominantly English and predominantly French speaking and that and Swahili and there.
Mm.
But the tone is very simple and very melodic, you know,
okay.
something that you can sing along to. But then again, like I said, you still go back and go, okay, that's some African stuff.
Yeah. So you bought your guitar.
I brought my guitar.
Yeah.
So you want to hear some of
yes,
this stuff that's going to be happening?
Please, please.
Well,
brace yourselves, audience. This is a treat.
So this is a Swahili song all about, you know, what the music that I create is about.
Aina ya makofi, ziki yangu ni sukari. Weka kidogo na chumvi, imba imba nami. Tata kichwa kidogo, tata kifuni utengesha. Siki ya mambo ni sukari, imba imba nami. Yeah.
changamuke ni wote imana royo te imana royo te kumbie moja na mbili imba pa imba na mi.
Woo! That's on another level. You've taken yourself up like another 10 notches.
Oh man.
Let's talk about that song. That's beautiful. Powerful.
The song is about my music is not about fighting, it's about sweetness and put a little bit of salt in there. Shake your head and shake your knee. And just go, yeah. That's all.
Yeah. It's a modern version of Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata, baby.
Beautiful. But you've changed. I mean, and I suppose that's also just because of life's lessons and challenges that you've come along. You know what I mean? Because your music was always mature, but now it seems to have just stepped, like it's almost like it's found its rooting again.
Yes.
You know, has that been intentional, or was it just something that's just you've just flown into?
This has been intentional, especially with this next year. You know, the cool thing about when you understand the essence of the arts and the music itself, you know, you don't have to limit yourself anymore. You know, you don't have to say this is my sound and I'm going to stick with it. As long as you know what you really want to put out.
Yeah.
So this sound is very simple, very straightforward. If you can sing along to it, fantastic. That's the whole plan.
Yeah.
Is it gonna change a little bit? If you hear the productions that I do in the studio right now, definitely different. Yes. Yeah. So I'm okay to be doing this for now and see how the people respond to it, and hopefully get a bit more, traction with what people are putting on their iPods and on their listening machines. You know, that's the whole idea with this release. And the sound itself is going to be that. And if it changes a bit,
so be it.
That's how God brings it, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's now developed. It's now set. And I'm very excited that I'll be working. I'll be doing more collaborations and being part of the more musical community, you know?
Yeah.
Because that part of it now feels good. Because now I feel confident enough to say, okay, I'm bringing what I really would like to bring to the scene.
But you're coming in at a great advantage, you know, because you've stepped out, especially from the Joburg scene for a while. Not only growing as a man and as an individual, like we all do as human beings, but you're going to come in and it's a different playing ground, but you're coming in with a better perspective of where you need to take Mapumba.
Exactly.
Which is beautiful.
Thankful for that. Absolutely. I'm so thankful for that. You know, it all worked out by circumstance, but you know what, on that, when it comes to that part of it, I give it all to God, you know?
Yeah.
It all was meant to happen this way.
At times we're like, what are you doing? really? But he always has a plan, you know?
Exactly.
And collaborations, who do you want? I mean, I know you haven't signed anything down, but if you had a wish list.
Oh man. You know,
it's a difficult question. I always ask musicians this, and I'm like, really?
Yeah, there's such a list. You know, every week you ask me, there will be another list because there's just so many talented people out there. And of course, coming from my angle of musicality, I see so much potential in certain people that I could, without collaboration, could go in so many directions. You know, there's some really talented artists. For example, in South Africa, you've got your Kulichanas. You know. You've got your, you've got Zanele Mbizo down in Cape Town. You've got, what's the list? I could pretty much go on. You know, I've got some Zamin girls, you know, like Lindiwe Bongani, and all those girls are working very well. And in Nigeria, for example, I've got Wiala. It's a Ghanaian. She's Ghanaian.
Wiala. Yeah, we had on the show two weeks ago, and she is on fire.
She's on fire. You know,
we're going to do that collaboration.
We better do that. Yeah.
She's bringing, like another dynamic to Africa, and her look and her feel and.
Yeah, it's also authentic, which I love. You know. And also there's a lot of unheard of artists that I would like to bring forward, you know, to the platform with a certain sound, with a certain tonality to them that I think would be really nice to say, okay, if they've gone very soul, they've gone very hip hop, or they've gone very pop, it'd be nice to do a certain mix where they kind of something brings them back to the mother earth, you know, motherland, yeah, if you want to call it that. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So next year will be all those kind of collaborations. I think. Yeah. That's why I mentioned Akuli. Akuli, man, we gotta do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he's not doing KFC things.
Yeah, you know, when he's not doing his thing.
But in terms of your performances and your band, I mean, what I also love is that when you do perform with the band, it's totally Pan-African.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea, you know. I'm Congolese. You pick that up in the dance, you pick that up in the music here and there. You know, that's my upbringing. Mm. That's one of the backbones, you know, with what I do.
Yeah.
but Pan-African and the sound from the continent, that's the idea.
Yeah.
So as much as I bring in, and by the way, you know, like for me, Pan-African means everybody. Yeah. One day I want to work with Moroccans, I want to work with white South Africans, I want to work with white Zambians one day, you know.
But also so the Africans matter. In the diaspora, you know.
In the diaspora, I want to do some Gonduro stuff, I want to do some Malagasy stuff, you know. I'm really very excited to be able to do that now, you know. Yeah. But you know, what I've always not enjoyed is when you have concept collaborations. For me, that's the biggest insult to a genre, to the people, to the sound, you know, where you find people that are just like mixed up because they have, you know, it's a thing that people are looking for, so it becomes a product.
It's a thing
you know I won't
like
be that
African. Okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just throw people together,
that guy, that guy, that girl, whatever, put it together, let them paint their faces and no, and it's all good. Yeah, let's not have that. So on my side, I want to bring that authenticity of the sound and of the people that really play well. They love their sound and they are on a journey of sort, or if they have arrived or not arrived, but they're on a sound that is very about what they are, you know, or where they come from.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? So when we perform live, yes, I have Quincy. Alex Quincy is a well-known guy. He's done productions for a lot of well-known South African producers.
No, but he's a genius also.
He's a genius on himself. The man is the magician on the keyboard, you know. And we work a lot. We have a good vibe. He's a brother to me, really.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I bring in various guys that come and feature on various instruments. Yeah. So when you see us, you are seeing Africa. That's my point.
Yeah.
And I want to make it as more diverse in the new year. So I'm hoping to connect with even more musicians of various backgrounds. And I'm talking about ethnic, and I'm talking about cultural, and that's all in the good of what I'm about. But that doesn't mean I won't work with anybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the more I work with other people from various genres and various intentions, the better, because then we become worldly, you know. And
because you learn.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the best way to actually be learning from another culture if you're not in that country. Listen to the music or the dance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you watch us, you get a bit of me, Congolese, and you get a bit of this from there, and you get a bit of that from here, and everybody recognizes what they're about, and you've got the whole of Africa in one,
you
one
know what
performance,
I'm
you know.
But even like, I mean, your dance, I mean, what break it down for us, like the different types of dance styles that you incorporate when you've got a busy set. I know you get carried away, so
well, you know,
and it's not choreographed, it's just like, it's beautiful.
I didn't get that far yet.
We're getting there,
when it comes to the dance movements, I just bring what comes, you know. Whenever you watch like your Nigerian, you know, you know, you get in there, you're like, okay, I've got to bring that in this song, you know. And then every once in a while, you go back to the Congo, you got to bring that in. So, you know, so for me, it really feels about what the music is inspiring and what part of the continent is taking me to when it comes to the dance part.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll get more set and more structured when we start performing with like extra dancers and stuff like that. Because which we haven't, you know. It's always about me and the band, and it's about the music, and the dance is just part of celebrating the sound, you know.
Yeah.
When we get more dancers, maybe I'll be able to name some dance moves and see what that means.
We can bring in a Sumizi or a Kabanina and
create
this whole thing downtown. I can see it happening. The sunset, your guitar, beautiful.
Whoa.
Can you treat us to another song?
I would love to,
yay.
So this one is called, this is Song to the Continent, by the way, for everybody.
Mimi niko mtoto ya Afrika, wherever you go, mtoto ya Afrika haina rangi ya ngozi, haina lugha nasema, haina fazi ulitoka, lakini ni fazi nilizalikwa, ndipo ngujo vile nafanyi waza maisha. Mimi niko mtoto ya Afrika. Wewe yuko mtoto ya Afrika, na yeko mtoto ya Afrika. Haina rangi ya ngozi yake, haina lugha nasema, haina fazi alitoka, lakini ni fazi alizalikwa, ndugu wangu njo vile nafai kuanza maisha. Muache muache ile mambo ya kuikabula, sisi tiko wote watoto ya Afrika. Mambo ya ukonzi, mukumbuke kama wote wanataka utumilivu, mama wote eko mtoto ya Afrika, wote eko mtoto ya Afrika. Haina rangi ya ngozi yake, haina lugha nasema, haina fazi alitoka, lakini ni fazi alizaliwa, kwangu njo vile nafai kuwaza maisha. Hey, sisi wote tika oh oh oh. La 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 la. Sisi tiko watoto ya Afrika, wote weko watoto ya Afrika.
Woo, too beautiful for words. What was that about?
Oh, that was about everybody's African. If you love this continent, doesn't matter what race you are, it doesn't matter what tribe you are, it doesn't matter where your heart could have been before, if you love this country, this land, if you love this, not the country, Africa's not a country.
Yeah, please.
If you love this land, you love these people, you're an African child and we love you.
Mm. Yeah, African Union should be taking that African song Union. And you know what, it's just... Mm. So, you got a couple of performances coming up, Moyo. Coming up this weekend.
This weekend.
We'll put up the details on my Facebook page.
Yes, yes.
What can
please.
We expect there? Is it just you? Is it a band?
Well, it's myself reintroducing myself and my band. We are introducing ourselves to Johannesburg. So mm-hmm. we are performing a lunch live.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. It's on a Friday. So very semi-laid back. So we'll play our sweet stuff, just like the previous song, the song I've just played now.
Yeah.
So it's very laid back with the band. You have something to eat. It's the middle of the day. Mm. Enjoy yourself.
That's really cool because it's you were known, like your major performances the last time you were here were from Moyo. We're at Moyo.
Yes.
So it's like now it's a nice introduction. I mean, you did a little show. You did a showcase a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in a second. Mm. But it's really nice that you kind of like getting your feet wet, but on a place, on a territory that we all know.
Well, we all know, exactly. Because most people actually go back there and ask a lot. Like every time I get a request from people asking, like, Moyo, where is this guy? You know, we haven't had this guy for a while. So the whole idea is to say a reintroduction through the place that people have used to see us.
Which Moyo is it?
We are doing the Moyo Zulek.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah. We played there many years as well back. And and it's pretty much synonymous. We were pretty much the resident band for about 4 years, I think.
But I mean, that setting is just beautiful.
It is beautiful.
The trees, you know, the park, it's just...
You can bring the family too, you know. Yeah. It's not only for older people. So you can come through, just chill and watch us make you happy.
Beautiful. And then we're taking Mapumba to the world. It's time.
Yes, ma'am.
It's time. We've been sleeping too long. Africa, wake up. Mapumba's here.
Yes, you know, please. You know, it would really be nice to be welcomed on the whole continent and just do the performances that we've been needing to do for the last long that it's been needed. You know,
and also just the collaborations and create that dialogue.
Well, if we are in a country, of course, a collab is a given. You know, I mean, at least I've got relationships in many of the major countries that at least have a big industry when it comes to music.
Yeah.
So it would just be a matter of arriving and doing.
Yeah.
Which is a great place to be at right now. Yeah. That's why next year is going to be a busy one for us.
Absolutely. So what else? What else can you tell us? What else could we be looking forward to from Mapumba?
Look forward to an album. Mm-hmm. This track I played is from an already released album. It's called C'est Toi, mm-hmm. which is about 4 years. But there's some more music coming up. Like I said, something that are easy and palatable. If you have a lot of pop music on your on your iPad,
yeah,
you will probably hear a lot of sounds like this. But we shall make it African.
I wanna greet everybody celebrating life. Do it all over and over. Positivity is bliss, that's the thing that we need. Over and over, over and over. Hey, right now let me see your glass. Resting high, high, we're gonna have a blast. Raise your glass, everybody now, come shine your love, oh. Come shine your love, oh. Shine your love, oh. Everybody shine your love, oh. I'm the proudest man, when I see the people do their thing, oh. I'm a joyous man, when I see the people do their thing, oh. I'm the happiest man, when I see you do your thing. Yeah. Give it up for the one over there, hustling, bustling, making money. Another sip for the one over there, thinking right to better his country. I salute you, people of my place. Looking at you, I feel so blessed. You give me strength to do no less than keep on being the best at what I do. Hey, I'm the proudest man. When I see the people do their thing, oh. I'm a joyous man. When I see my people do their thing, oh. I'm the happiest man, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa. What a way to end the show. Mapumba, Chalombo, the crowds are going crazy. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So to the audience, if you're in Johannesburg, it's going to be at Moyo Zoo Lake. That's the 11th of December. More information will be on my Facebook page. That is Rosie Mutena. And, of course, on my Twitter feed, at Princess RTM. Bookings for Mapumba is at info@wakaagency.biz. There's year-end parties, there's beginning of the year parties.
There's corporate parties.
We want the corporate parties. We want the corporate money. You know, we want that recognition, that acknowledgement. He's arrived.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, you were there. You were hovering before.
I was.
But now you've arrived.
Yes, ma'am.
We salute you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And it's such an honor to be speaking to the continent right now. Love you from the bottom of my heart.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And to my listeners, thank you very much for listening to the show once again. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Next week, we go back to Uganda to see what's happening there. So please tune in. And of course, send me compliments, send me complaints, things you don't like, things you want to do, what you want to hear about. Very, very open to criticism, as long as it's nice.
Constructive.
You know, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook under Rosie Mutena, and of course I'm on Twitter, Princess RTM. It's been an absolute pleasure. Have a beautiful week, and bye.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.